Thank you, and I would like to present a special greeting to my colleagues and partners here at the table. Thank you for the invitation to this event. I'm going to talk about a case study of Costa Rica as a case study of climate smart agriculture. I have to start by saying that I'm a firm believer in climate smart agriculture. I think that that is the way to go. We, as a country, we have a history of investment in sustainability. We, very early on, we invested in renewable sources of energy. 94% of our energy comes from renewable sources. In fact, the first 4 months of this year, we didn't burn one drop of oil in producing electricity. We, from the 70s, we have done a lot of effort in nature conservation. In a country, 50,000 square kilometers in extension, we have about 50% of our territory covered by forest. And we have done all that without compromising our development. We have to say we have, for a developing country, our development indicators in some areas are not too bad. We have about the same literacy rate, the same infant mortality rate, and the same life expectancy at birth as most European countries. We have put incentives into sustainable agriculture by payment for environmental services in agroforestry, and we have recognition for environmental benefits for organic agriculture based on a tax on gasoline, on the concept that the person that pollutes pays for cleaning the environment. But we do have growing concerns about climate change. We have some very strong impacts on climate in our agriculture. Secretary Vilsack already mentioned droughts. We have experienced the same problems, droughts in one area of the country, floods in another area of the country. That has created a huge awareness of the importance of working on climate change if we want to keep an agriculture. Agriculture has a threefold relationship with climate change. It produces greenhouse gases, so it contributes to climate change, but at the same time is one of the major activities that is affected by climate change. But also, agriculture has the potential to reduce greenhouse gases and mitigate the impact of climate change. In Costa Rica, because this clean energy that I just mentioned, that makes that, in a relative basis, agriculture has a much higher contribution than in the rest of the world to climate change. 40%, roughly 38% of our emissions, the country emissions, come from agriculture. So climate smart agriculture becomes crucial. We think that climate smart, that word smart, has to be grasped in its full meaning, meaning that smart is knowledge intensive, knowledge based agriculture. We need to do things based on knowledge, and that sharing that Secretary Vilsack is very important. We, as a country, we have been working on nationally appropriate mitigation strategies, so-called NAMAs, in the coffee sector and in the livestock sector. Those two sectors together account for 65% of the emissions in agriculture in Costa Rica. But we also know from experience that we can work towards carbon neutrality in agriculture. Why do we know that? Because we already have carbon neutral coffee farms. We already have carbon neutral livestock farms. And these NAMA projects give us the framework to work towards carbon neutrality in those two sectors. And I have to say, I dream that if all agriculture in the world were carbon neutral, we would be able to neutralize 15% of the greenhouse gas emissions in the world. The NAMA projects that have been explained earlier in this session and will be explained in other sessions in this COP21 bring together stakeholders, government, and academia to really be able to impact productivity while adapting to climate change and mitigating carbon. The three objectives are being together, are brought together in the NAMAs. In the way forward, we need to go from theory to practice. Because in theory, emissions in the agricultural sector from nitrous oxide, for example, from methane, are inefficiencies of the system. Methane from livestock is carbon that did not go to produce meat. Nitrous oxide is nitrogen that we put there, we fertilize, we may put some money there, and nitrous oxide is nitrogen that did not come to produce protein, the protein that we need. So those are inefficiencies in the system. So if we become eco-efficient, we can achieve productivity. So we need to bridge that gap from theory to practice. We need to think outside of the box. We need to think outside of the agricultural sector. We need to think, or we need to move from climate smart agriculture to climate smart society. I would like to finish this participation with a quote from a report of the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development from 2013. It's a report called Wake Up Before It Is Too Late. It's a report that talks or nails down the problems with agriculture, environment, and climate change. The first chapter, written by the head of the UNCTAD, Dr. Ulrich Hoffmann, which is called Agriculture at the Crossroads, he mentions that one of the unresolved agenda items is that we need to reform global agricultural trade rules, giving greater policy space for assuring national food sovereignty, climate change adaptation and resilience, rethink focus on integrated smallholders into global supply chains. I think we have a challenge there. We cannot move towards climate smart agriculture, towards adaptation of climate change, if we don't think that we need to change some rules in global trade, especially those rules that allow us to share knowledge, to share the products of biodiversity, so we can really move towards adaptation to climate change. Thank you very much.